The Osgood File, this is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. People who have followed the building conflict in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia say that what we have here is one of those colossal miscalculations. Apparently, the Georgians got the idea back in 2005 that being a democracy, they had solid American support. Now, where would they get an idea like that?
The American people will stand with you.
That could have been it. More after this. Georgia apparently thought that the U.S. would come to the rescue if its decision to go after the pro-Russian rebels in South Ossetia drew a Russian response. If so, that was a big mistake. If somebody in Tbilisi had just gone on the internet, they'd have noticed that we're a little preoccupied with a couple of other fledgling democracies just now. In fact, we have so little influence that Vladimir Putin basically lied to President Bush when the two looked into each other's souls in Beijing 2 days ago. And so, the Georgian government, instead of asserting its sovereignty, has provided Russia with just the excuse it was waiting for.
This is Putin's announcement that Russia is back as a great power.
Robert Kagan is a foreign policy analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
I think he's trying to take Georgia out of play entirely.
Out of play in what sense?
In the sense that there won't be a pro-Western Georgian government that wants to join NATO by the time that Putin is finished with this.
CBS's Wyatt Andrews reports that NATO is indeed the bigger game here. Georgia has wanted to ally itself with the West ever since gaining independence from the old USSR, and Russia, for some reason, doesn't like the idea of any more Western outposts on its border. What it wants are centrally located warm water ports to establish a global navy, kind of like us. A government as feisty as the current regime in Georgia just doesn't fit those plans. Georgia's ambassador to the U.S. sounds like he's finally figured that out.
It seems that the main aim of the Russian invasion is to destroy Georgia as a country.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 12, 2008.